This is Daylight Magazine coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I just wanna be
critics say you are finished. Tell them I'm just beginning. When they say you are redundant, let them hear I'm in high demand. When you are kept at the backstage, say I'm getting my side back to play on stage. When they say you are down to nothing, tell them God is up to something. When it's all over, they say, tell them boldly, my God is all in all over all things. When you are shown the exit somehow, say, I've just passed existence into living. When they bury you in the soil, tell them, I'm a potent seed germinating soon. When they chop you off, tell them, I've roots penetrating rich minerals to sprout. When they are causing you to decrease, let them know, Christ must increase in me. When perplexed by odds, tell them, I am not in despair. Cast down, but not destroyed. They may be right in all these, but don't confess their confession. You are the sole architect of your life. Never describe your current situations into permanence, but describe what you want to be, and that's what you are with your words. Written by Emmanuel Quay.
Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabille.
It is our daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa. Please are welcome.
Thank you.
As we all know, for the whole week's lesson, it is based on Crisis and Eden. We got to know of the three blessings, the test at the tree, the fall part one, the fall part two, and today being the consequences. We may be well into eternity before we understand fully how much damage was caused by that one incident at the tree. All that God did during creation week started to unravel. Relationships that God established were fractured between people and God. That is, they hid from Him. And between each other, Adam blamed Eve for his trouble. And between humans and the environment, the serpent became an enemy. The ground would not produce thorns and thistles and would only provide food after much human labor. But then when Jesus Christ created the world, all these things were free. We were not suffering to get these things until the serpent came in and changed everything. Dear friend, let's have the good Lord speak through us so that we might know the consequences that came after what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Please take us through the lesson.
And we've been looking at Crisis in Eden. And we've looked at the fall. We've looked at how man fell from the perfect being God created man to be. And that's what we've been looking at. Today we are looking at the consequences of the fall of man. What actually happened to man? That's what we are looking at. The first effect of sin was that it broke our relationship with God. So you could see that this sin broke the relationship God had. That's the first thing we see. At first, God had a nice relationship with God. Let me put it that way. Whereby God comes in to visit them at the Garden of Eden. Man was longing for its maker to come so they can commune together. After the fall, we could see man hid himself from God. And sin really affected our relationship. And it's because of sin that man cannot look unto God again, because sin affected the relationship God had with mankind, or man had with God. The other effect of sin was that it affected how man dealt with each other. Man and man, it affected our relationship. That's the effect of sin. And that's why now people can look at the brother, shoot that person. These are the effects of sin. It affected them. Looking at Adam, who really loved Eve, after the sin, when God came in, he was blaming Eve. You could see the effect of sin. It affected the man and man, man to man relationship. It also affected man and its environment. It affected the relationship that once existed between man and the environment. Talking of the environment, which includes other creatures of God, it affected them. At first, these other creatures respected man. Man was to be the king, because man named them. But sin affected that relationship. Now, man sees other animals. You could see us running. Especially, we see the snake. You see a lot of people run and other animals. Then, because of sin, sin affected man very much. But let's look at also what's happened again. When God came there, God wanted to restore man. Man had sinned. But God wanted man to take the first initiative of accepting its responsibility. I've sinned. God, forgive me. But here, let's look at what man did. Instead of first accepting the responsibility that, of course, I've sinned, when God asked Adam, "What have you done?" Adam said, "Is the woman you gave to me," in a way was blaming God. And you could see man did not fully accept that relationship, and curses came. And that's why there was a curse on the serpent, which Satan used. There was also a curse on the woman, that the woman will struggle and will be in great pain in childbirth. And also that of man, that was Adam, he was too tall and sweat for food rather than living as a king. That came in with these curses. But let's look at what Adam, but with all these curses, God wanted man to still accept that responsibility. Adam and Eve were now faced with the choice of either continuing in rebellion or returning to God. Accepting responsibility for their wrong was their first step in returning to God. But even the acknowledgement was not enough to solve the problem caused by sin. It would not have solved the problem though, but it was the first initiative. We've sinned, and that plan of salvation would have followed suit. But man still persisted. We wanted to still push the blame on others. But still, God was a loving God. Satan used the serpent as his medium in letting man sin. God still used a lamb, another creature, animal, in pointing to the deliverer. That's our Jesus, our Savior, coming in to save us from that damage sin has brought. It tells us about the love of God. Even there, God thought of He restoring us. So God killed a lamb and He used the covering as a cloth. So that act God did was to point to a deliverer who will come, and He will bring about restoration and reconciliation. He will come and bridge the gap sin had caused between mankind and God. That's what God pointed us to, that a king will come, a ruler, that's our Lord and Savior Jesus. He will come and reconcile us back unto the Father. So man, who was created to be a ruler, to rule over what God had created, now among the lower creatures, Adam has stood as a king. That was first. And as long as he remained loyal to God, all nature acknowledged his rule. But when he transgressed, his dominion was forfeited. That's what sin did to man. That's the consequence. As I said, it affected our relationship with God, man-to-man relationship, and man to his environment. It affected us. But still, God loved us so much that He made the plan of salvation. You read Genesis 3 verse 15. God promised of a Savior, a Redeemer, coming in to save us.
Dear friend, God has been so good to us for taking us through the lesson till this time. I believe you have really learned a lot from it. The consequences is what we learned today, and I hope and believe that as we come to the end of the lesson, we will indeed learn a very good lesson from it. May the good Lord continue to bless us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor will give us his last words.
Right after sin, God gave us hope, and the hope was Jesus Christ. Accept the Savior as a source of hope to us in this living in this dark world. Hold on to Jesus. Make this hope your own. Accept it. And I do believe God has promised us he will restore us. And our restoration begins with we accepting Jesus. And finally, our Savior will come back again and take us home. There we will relive that Eden. That's the promise God has given unto us. It's really a source of hope. Hold on to Jesus Christ and it shall be well with you.
Amen. God has indeed blessed us throughout the week till this time. And I believe we are preparing for our work services. Let's bear in mind that we should only have faith in Jesus Christ and he will direct our path. May the good Lord continue to bless us. Stay blessed.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, oh, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, thou hast mercy to relieve us.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233-244-673528 or +233-244-235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I
not only see who I am,
He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Hello and welcome to the Moment of Truth. My name is Joshua Abuado. This day I just want to share with you a simple subject, the Spirit in you. The Spirit in you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for making it possible that we can share your word. As we begin to open your scriptures, bless us and be with us and give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. My dear in Christ, God has a message for you this day. And he has asked me to tell you that it is important to have the Holy Spirit within you. And I have a question for you. The question is, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Is the Holy Ghost necessary in the life of every Christian? Or is it not only the pastors who should have the Holy Spirit so that they can preach with power and authority? The Holy Spirit is the necessary requirement for everyone who wants to enter into the kingdom of God, as seen is in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. If any man has not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. If the Spirit of God is not within you, God does not see you as one of his. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, whom God gives to the truly repentant sinner. And so whenever a sinner repents, whenever a person repents from his sins, God gives him the Spirit at that moment. For without that, no one shall be able to see the kingdom of heaven. And so the Bible makes it clear for us that without the Spirit of God dwelling within us, there is no way we can have part of the kingdom of heaven. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, we see after Peter preaching to the multitude, he asked them, and then he made them repent of their sins. He told them to repent so that they can receive the Holy Spirit and their sins will be forgiven. Now, if you have been baptized for so many years now and you have not received the Holy Spirit in you, it means you did not truly repent before your baptism. Baptism requires confession, repentance, and self-searching. And so, when all these are done, then you are ready for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God is asking you today, have you received the Holy Spirit? Do you feel the Spirit within you? Wherever he leads, do you follow? Or you are just living as you wish? And so if you do not have the Spirit within you, Jesus cannot take you home when he returns. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible tells us that we need to examine ourselves. We need to search our hearts and see whether we are still in the faith. We need to search and examine our hearts and see whether we have the Spirit or not. And I believe that we can answer. When you have the Spirit within you, you can feel it. Many people don't know whether they have received the Spirit or not. God does not leave us in darkness. If you have it, you will know. If you have the Spirit working within you, you will surely know. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Bible says that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which God has given us himself, testify that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. And so when the Spirit is within you, one of the things that will show is that you can feel within yourself that you belong to God and that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. It becomes a necessary requirement because it is the Spirit that will seal us for eternal salvation. And every baptized member is supposed to have the Spirit of God in him or herself. As soon as God sees your heart and knows that you have truly repented, your sins are forgiven immediately. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. If the sinner does not truly repent, he can be baptized, but he can still be sinning. The hymn writer says that the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. And so, the moment you receive Jesus, the moment you say, you confess that Jesus Christ is the Savior of your soul. Jesus gives you the Holy Spirit and he forgives you of your sins. And so this day I plead with you that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that you avail yourself for the Spirit to use you as a tool to reach others. And I believe that we will not allow Jesus' sacrifice to go in vain. Let us claim the salvation that Jesus has bought for us on the cross. My prayer for you this day is that the Spirit will dwell within you. Let us put aside all the works of the darkness. Let us take the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit wherever he leads, and God will bless us. God is preparing his heavenly kingdom for you and I, and I hope to see you there. I hope to meet you, and it will be joyful. May the name of the Lord be praised. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for giving us your word. And it is my prayer that your word will have roots in our heart, and your word will guide and direct us. Forgive us our sins and grant us the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.